Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have got a ton of news in the next 2 hours and a short time to get there. Homeland Security conducts top secret July 4th drill nationwide, really about federalizing police. And the videos are pouring in of police, military with police, TSA commanding them, highways, transportation hubs, just searching everyone. It's like flashbacks when I've been in Mexico at checkpoints. We are certainly becoming land of the cowards, home of the fluoride head slaves, unfortunately. So we're going to be breaking all that down. You know, should we celebrate the 4th of July in the aftermath of it as a memorial service? That's how I felt yesterday. Also, documents expose predator drones spying extensively in the U.S. against U.S. citizens, not just on the border. Well, of course, we told you that, so the media said that we were liars the last 2 years, that there were no drones, no FBI drones, no Homeland Security drones. Then it turns out they play games and go, well, it was Air Force drones or Army drones assigned, and so that's why we didn't have any missions. They had hundreds of missions per airport. See how they play these lawyer games with people? Alex Jones says 2 billion bullets. It's only 244,000. One line item. Everybody goes, man, that guy's a liar. Yeah, he's a big liar. Let me hit this now, and then I'm going to go to Watson. This is a very important little story here. Alex Jones boasts his ratings destroy Rush Limbaugh. People like this show more than his. And this is out of Mediaite. And again, this isn't a very important story in and of itself. I see these type of things daily, and I'm not even looking for them. So I'm sure there's a lot of it I don't see. Last week, and you can go, you heard the show, or you can go pull it up. They use a small clip. I said that I have bought advertising on Rush Limbaugh not once but twice, every time there's campaigns to kick him off the air, and that I'm not in competition with Rush Limbaugh, and that if they can take him off the air, they can take all talk radio off the air. And I said that we either hang together for the First Amendment, even if we don't totally agree with somebody, or we hang separate. And everyone knows that I've had Michael Savage on, and I promote a lot of the things that he does that I think are good, and everybody knows I'm trying to not fight with people. Now, when Newsbusters got a hold of this, and really shame on them, because I link to some of their better stuff. And I just want to get my country back, okay? I'm really trying to be just a good person here, okay? And I'm tired of the fake right-wing and the fake libertarian people constantly attacking us, okay? And they show Talkers Magazine and what Talkers says is the top 10 talk show host. And then they show that I'm not in that, even though I've been on the cover of Talkers, and they say I'm the biggest show that is not in the mainline conglomerate. I've been on the cover back when they were still a paper publication. We can show that in a moment. And they say out of that, I'm a liar. When I was saying in places like Rochester or places like Abilene or places like Orlando on smaller stations that have literally no ratings, I will beat Limbaugh within a year, and I gave examples. And then I said, but it didn't matter. Then the station still changed formats. Being number one isn't enough. So I said, thank God we're on the Internet and dominating there. That turns into, I want to bring Rush Limbaugh down, and I'm a liar saying I have a bigger total audience than him. Let me give you the numbers. Rush Limbaugh probably has five times the terrestrial radio audience I do. Probably more. Because he not only has five times the stations, most of them are the much bigger ones, the marquee stations. I'm not about this. It is so frustrating to see all this going on. All right, we're going to come back and go to Paul Joseph Watson. It's just incredible how they spent all this stuff. But on the Internet, if you go to the Alexa numbers, we're thousands of percentage points above Limbaugh. And that's just one of our sites. We have dozens. Okay, but I'm not in competition with Rush Limbaugh. And this is a distortion. You're lying to your readers.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you drive up to a warrantless checkpoint, a random checkpoint, you're pulling up to a group of highwaymen. No different than stagecoach robbers. They have just been brainwashed and conditioned. It's okay. But the Supreme Court, other courts have ruled it is the mark of Nazi Germany. It is the mark of Mexico. And the videos are pouring in. We have articles up on InfoWars.com that are just incredible, where the police are setting up these warrantless checkpoints, and then they want to search people's cars, and if you say no, they begin yelling and screaming at you. I guess kind of like a bank robber when they come in and say, get on the ground or I'll blow your head off. It's the same deal. And it shows how far we've gone down the rat hole. America never did stuff like this before. This kind of stuff never went on. Why is it okay now? It's not okay. And all over the nation, with TSA, with military as well, and with federalized police, they had warrantless checkpoints on country roads, big highways, transport hubs, you name it. With the TSA, a nationwide operation, and they're just going to incrementally ratchet it up until all of us live like they did in Boston. There's a Supreme Court case going on dealing with the police now come and say, we're locking down your whole neighborhood, just leave indefinitely. There's an infographic up on Infowars.com. Infographic, NSA is a billion times more expansive than the Stasi that just got published. Hate crime, gays brutally beat Christians in America. But I guess you've got to, why not execute all the Christians just to prove you're not a homophobe? Also, West Virginia using seatbelt checkpoint to conduct illegal search and seizure. Nevada police face rare Third Amendment lawsuit for forced commandeering of homes. Cops lock down neighborhood after shots fired in the air on July 4th. So you're all prisoners, and we're coming in your house without warrants. FSA rebel suicide bomber vows to attack U.S. and Europe. Yeah, why are there checkpoints everywhere looking for terrorists? I mean, the terrorists work for our government are all on duty, being given heat-seeking missiles. Al-Qaeda can be trusted with that, but I can't. I'm an evil patriot. You know, God forbid I try to walk down the street with a gun. By the way, coming up at the bottom of the hour, Adam Kokesh did go to D.C. and did rack a shotgun on Pennsylvania Avenue and says he sent me a text saying I've just committed four felonies. So he's had his Rosa Parks moment. We're going to get him on the next few days, next week or Sunday. But we've got a clip of that coming up. Jakari Jackson popping in. Washington Post editorial board goose steps to the beat of Obama's drum. That's just some of what's on the site. We're going to get to all of it. But first, Watson, Paul Watson, our newsman. You've got a lot to cover, from the government controlling your refrigerators with smart meters and mainstream news to the drill, which, again, is martial law, but then nothing happens, and people just get conditioned to live under it. It's martial law when they spy on us without warrants. It's martial law when our military is under NATO command. It's martial law when they strip search your kids without warrants at school. We are just basting, and the same thing in Europe, in this tyranny. Paul Watson, editor of PrisonPlanet.com.
Yeah, this was a top secret, they called it, Homeland Security drill, which took place yesterday, mainly focused in L.A., but also across the U.S. And KTTV did a report on it and basically said that undercover police, along with TSA and Homeland Security agents, would be conducting both visible and undercover operations in the interests of safety, because they feared a new attack in the aftermath of the Boston bombings, because apparently those brothers said that they wanted to attack New York on July 4th. So basically they had a bunch of TSA, Homeland Security, Sheriff's Department, police parading around subway stations, different transport hubs across America, conducting random bag searches.
Oh, no. Now public parks everywhere are putting up signs, and they search everybody. We're all being trained. We always knew it would move from the airports to the streets. That was the plan.
Yeah, so they had a bunch of goons basically walking around, some of them undercover, shaking down Americans on the day they celebrate their independence from tyranny. But what stood out for me is the news channel's coverage of this, because right from the start, they admitted that they were working with the police to promote the drill. So instead of asking actual hard questions about what taxpayer money was being wasted on, they were actively promoting this pointless exercise.
Oh, no. This is the merger of the media with the state. Absolutely. This is the point we've gotten to in this country. In fact, that clip is in the article that's still linked up on DrudgeReport.com.
And you can read the quotes from this news channel report. It said the exercise is, quote, top secret, and that's the way it should be. Only they need to know what the game plan is.
And again, so we're learning how to live in Fallujah, where everybody's secret police. The cops are secret police and get to fantasize that they're James Bond, and no one can know what police are doing under the feds, and the media's involved, and we all get to play secret agent. Meanwhile, the government runs Al-Qaeda on record and ran the Boston bombing.
Yeah, it's all about, as you said, this secret agent activity. You know, public has no right to know what's going on. But listen to this one. What we need to know, or rather to be reminded of, is that the threat, homegrown and imported, are all too real. And in one way, we're all undercover agents who need to be aware of our surroundings. Just like in East Germany, you know, one in seven are part of the Stasi.
But you don't trust the citizen, only trust the government. We've had our camera crews in downtown have men walk up in suits and go, because they're asking, you know, doing reporter interviews, you know, women in business suits doing interviews, and it's like, I'm calling the police on you. And then the cops show up. These people in InfraGuard actually think talking is illegal. These people are monsters.
Well, that's the whole point. They've been brainwashed with this need to protect us from terrorists, when in fact, if you go and read the actual academic studies out of Ohio State University and others, all of these things kill more Americans than terrorists every single year. Accident-causing deer, bee stings, drowning in bathtubs, intestinal illnesses, allergic reactions to peanuts. You know that Americans are 2 to 3 times more likely to be killed by lightning strikes than by terrorists.
Need a five-day waiting period on lightning strikes. Let me show people this. I actually have articles here in my stack where there were deaths all over the country with father runs over son on float, fire department vehicle turns over, kills man. Well, the answer is obviously banned fire engines and banned parades, because if you have people dying in these every time they have them, we've got to ban them.
Exactly. But they're protecting us from what Glenn Greenwald called the decade's biggest scam, which is a good article to go and read. Basically, over the last 12 years, Homeland Security has spent billions and billions on this contrived war on terror, when Americans are more likely to be killed by a litany of mundane things.
And it's a giant hoax. It's a giant takeover in plain view. And listen, I sit there with these feds and cops, and they'll laugh at you. Not all of them. A lot of them are listening now. And I go, "You understand the government runs al-Qaeda? Let me show you." Oh, no. Yeah, right. Government runs al-Qaeda. They publicly run it. I mean, that's what's so insane about this.
That's the point. I mean, domestically, the threat is not real. You know, even the New York Times admits FBI hatched all the major domestic terror plots over the last 10 years. It's not real, but they're trying their damnedest to make it real by provocateuring all the terrorists domestically and arming all the terrorists abroad in Syria, in Libya, in Niger, in all these other countries. So they're trying their hardest to make it real. Meanwhile, more Americans get killed by bee stings, but the Department of Homeland Security has to spend billions and billions protecting us from this threat.
I was reading where Bloomberg yesterday was defending his warrantless checkpoints, but then playing race. And he goes, "We stopped and searched 700,000 whites and 300,000 Hispanics and only 500,000 blacks in New York." And it's like they randomly stop you, search you. It's totally illegal. And then now that system is being segued, and they stop you at these checkpoints and flip out when they can't search your car. I mean, they're illegally oppressing you in official oppression, and they flip out when you act like you're still in America. And then they use stuff like al-Qaeda. The government runs it. The government's been taken over. I'm sorry. What do you make of the Morrissey thing and the military not wanting to actually put al-Qaeda in charge of Egypt and the crucifying Christians at the presidential palace? And imagine, that's not even in our news, Paul. They're murdering, burning down churches. It's not in our news. This is what our government does. Our government is raving demons. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, I'm baffled as to why Obama and David Cameron haven't immediately ordered the transfer of heavy weaponry to the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt to overthrow the Egyptian army. You know, maybe the Muslim Brotherhood should start chopping people's heads off, eating people's hearts and attacking Christian churches, because that seems to be how you get the Obama administration to give you weapons. I guess the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt right now are not hardcore enough. They need to start beheading people in order to get the Obama administration support again. And they've already started attacking airports in Egypt today. So I guess they're on the right lines. That kind of impresses Washington, and that's the way to get the job done. So I'm just waiting for the Obama administration to say, "Yeah, we're going to give you heavy weaponry and go and have some fun. Go and try and overthrow the military of Egypt," just as they're doing in Syria, while at the same time these Syrian rebels say, "After we finished in Syria, we're going to Europe, we're going to America, we want to impose Sharia law, we're going to kill all Jews and Christians," and the Obama administration applauds and sends them weapons, sends them money.
But then cops want to search me like I'm al-Qaeda.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. What are we going to cover next when we come back, Paul?
going to cover the EPA paying companies to put smart fridges in production which spy on and cut off your energy use.
And that's their own press release. And they have new advertising beamed to your brain.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Learn how one woman with diabetes had neuropathy pain in her feet go away and her blood sugars come into a more healthy range. In 10 months, one woman got off Prozac after taking this one supplement. In 2 months on this same supplement, one boy's chronic constipation went away and his speech problem cleared up for the first time in his life. Learn how this one supplement is creating a multitude of unique and inspiring stories that can be heard on this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Be prepared. Stock up now. Save up to 25% on Mountain House Foods only at CampingSurvival.com. This week only, save up to 25% on the number one brand of freeze-dried foods, Mountain House. All fresh, new product, and the lowest prices ever in the history of Mountain House Foods. But hurry, sale price is good only from July 1st through July 7th at CampingSurvival.com. Call now, 800-537-1339, or go to CampingSurvival.com. Since 1956, CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Look at the top of Drudge right now. Fear spreads over militarization of police in U.S. 911 call, woman terrorized, arrested for buying case of bottled water. This has finally hit mainstream newspapers. I saw this a few days ago. I talked about it a few days ago. LaCroix water. Even though I know it's bad in aluminum cans, it's so good, like Topo Chico. I just love mineral water. And it says bottled water on it, and it's been popular across the country for a decade. And this woman, this college student, goes to the local grocery store, buys cookie dough and LaCroix, and walks out, and they SWAT team her, but not even in uniform, run up screaming, yelling, and then say, roll down your window. So she goes to turn the car on so she can do that. And then they pull guns out and say, you know, don't start your car. And then they slam her around, charge her with assaulting them. It was all caught on surveillance tape. Doesn't matter. You're slamming some woman's head in the ground. You're going to go to jail, slave. And now it's all reportedly the prosecutor seen the video, all of it. It's all out there. This is America, folks. I've seen hundreds of videos where you commit no crime, but say, hey, why do you want to search me? That's it. You're going to eat concrete. Normal street gangs can't do this. I can carry a gun to protect myself from street gangs. I can't do that to protect myself from police in Mexico or North Korea or in America. And again, our police are becoming like that because the system wants this. The globalists are criminals. They've robbed the world. They want a paramilitary force in there to keep the people from taking their country back. And if police don't toe the line with the tyranny, they are removed. I want Paul Watson to get into the smart meters and the latest news. CNS News has been reporting on that. But later we're going to play the 911 call. Okay, as people witness this woman being grabbed, slammed down, and then charged. Charged with assault. Okay, Watson, go ahead, my friend. Get into the other story.
Well, yeah, just on that. I mean, there was also the guy, they shot his dog because he was filming police. And we see incidents like that in America every day, which is why I call it the Fourth Reich. You know, I know things are bad in England and Europe with the surveillance and the police state, but things like that just don't happen here. If they do, it's very rare. And I read about it in America every single day. And it's shocking every time, and it's why people are calling it the Fourth Reich. It's really heading that way because the police are just completely out of control. There's a lot of nice, friendly police in America, but some of them, I don't know what it is, whether it's steroids
It's steroids. They all watch UFC. And a lot of them are criminals. I mean, like Serpico exposed, the entire narcotics division, thousands of men, were all drug dealers. And I'm telling you, I mean, that's what it is. It's like goons, and they think you and your family are in a cage match with them.
Yeah, we know they've been trained to treat the public as the enemy. I mean, that's come out in numerous documents again and again, but it's still shocking every time. But the EPA, this was out of CNS News a couple of days ago, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has revised its Energy Star efficiency requirements for residential refrigerators and is encouraging the inclusion of connected features that respond to utility signals to curb their energy consumption. What they're basically doing is paying the manufacturers of refrigerators via tax rebates and saying if you include this switch, which is optional for now, which allows the power company to turn off people's fridges in times of heightened energy use, then we'll give you kickbacks in terms of tax rebates. So the fridges are going to be cheaper. They're going to be available from next year. And it's basically, it's all to stop global warming. There hasn't been any global warming for 14 years.
But really what it is the mainlining of the smart meter controlling your appliances, which we told you 14 years ago was the plan, and we're still attacked. Even when the CIA director admits it and says he's spying on you through your dishwasher and your refrigerator, we're still bad, Paul, for being right. And they're already in California turning people's air conditioners off that have gotten the rebate air conditioners. This is the plan. And it's just going forward.
It's the planned-opolis. It's this whole idea they're moving towards of having mega computers run by the state rationing your power all for the good of the earth. Of course, none of it's going to apply to government or military, but forget about that. You know, the government's still going to pursue all kinds of environmental horrors like GMO crops, deforestation. But then a day after that, Obama comes out when he visits Africa and says, planet will boil over if young Africans are allowed cars, air conditioning, big houses. And this was his quote. Ultimately, if you think about all the youth that everybody has mentioned here in Africa, if everybody is raising living standards to the point where everybody has a car, everybody's got air conditioning, and everybody's got a big house, well, the planet will boil over. unless we find new ways of producing.
Paul, stay there.
Energy.
We're going to come back, get into that, get Jakari Jackson in here on Big Breaking Gun News, and then we'll get into the latest on the NSA, and Max Kaiser's coming up on the melting down bond market. Don't own bonds, it still affects you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The tip of the spear in the fight to awaken humanity worldwide. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And it is Friday, the 5th day of July, 2013. We are transmitting worldwide on over 160 AM and FM affiliates. Global Shortwave WWCR, XM. And don't forget InfoWars.com, where you can find all the free audio and video feeds, as well as the free podcast. It's all there, InfoWars.com/show. All right, we're ready. We're back. Paul Watson riding shotgun. Jakari Jackson popping in with us. What's really gotten to me is the way people that work for the government in security services are so arrogant. And I've read history books about it. I've studied it. I've experienced some of it. But you talk about in Eastern Europe under the Stasi and under the Soviets, how arrogant bureaucrats were and how arrogant people were that would cattle on you to the bureaucrats just to get you in trouble or get your wife or get your business. Or you look at the film The Lives of Others that's actually based on a true story or a composite of true stories about, you know, Stasi listening to lives that they were ruining, surveilling people, not just listening to their phones but reading their mail. And, oh, the ultimate evil, we'll never do that. And how their own people started just leaking information because it was so horrible to sit there and know how evil the state was. And see, that's why they're so scared of leakers. Because it's not about the leaker leaking what's already known. It's about the moral authority of their own people saying, we're not going to be part of this. People say, oh, it's wrong. There was a military coup against Morrissey, who was elected. I don't even believe he was elected, folks. The globalists are backing him. He's committing horrible crimes against Muslim minorities and Christians on record. And the military has removed him and is saying we're not going to have Al-Qaeda and Muslim Brotherhood leaders that have been violent and have been persecuting people in a reign of terror. We're arresting you. And usually I'm not for the military removing someone. I even saw Lou Rockwell, who I really agree with usually, somebody on his site saying, you know, it's wrong that the military did this. Well, why are you agreeing with Obama? I mean, Hitler was elected and his military tried to get rid of him. Was Operation Valkyrie wrong? I mean, if somebody's elected, does it mean they can throw people, you know, into furnaces and things? No. And I'm not saying there'll even be a good outcome out of this. But clearly the globalists don't like what's happened. Clearly they don't like what's unfolded. Paul Watson, you're going to ride shotgun a little bit more with me in the next hour and take some calls ahead of Max Keiser. We're going to get some Second Amendment news here in just a moment. But I mentioned this earlier, but I want to mention it again and get your take on it. Because they had newsbusters. I'm actually looking for the article. I had it here. They had newsbusters. Oh, yeah, there it is. No, that's another Newsbusters article, who we link to sometimes. They do some good work occasionally. You know, if it's exposing the left, they'll actually report the news. Not if it's the so-called right wing. Oh, here it is. Alex Jones, I will defeat Rush Limbaugh in the free market of ideas. People like this show more than his. Now, that's a quote out of context in there. And my issue is I don't want to be like all the other talk show hosts that fight with each other and hate each other. Okay, if they can bring down Limbaugh, as they've tried to do, they can bring down all of talk radio. And there's major moves to do this. And there's Bloomberg articles saying I shouldn't be on XM. You know, there's White House-controlled Media Matters saying I should be taken off the radio, basically. When they try to bring him down a couple years ago and again last year, I went with Ted Anderson, 50-50, and bought a large amount of advertising. Okay? A large amount. Because I believe... Plus, I wanted to test it out and see how it did. It kind of broke even. I think it was overpriced. It was like $4,000 60 seconds. And that was when it was discounted because folks had driven it down. And we wanted to go see, you know, A, if advertising on there would work. And it was okay. But B, and probably even more importantly, we wanted to make a statement. And that was what my rant was about last week. And I said, with mom and pop stations, we've been able to beat him in the ratings many times. And I gave examples. So they put out a Talkers magazine thing saying, you know, that I'm not beating Rush Limbaugh nationwide. I never said that. And then basically say I'm a liar, even though I've been on the cover of Talkers magazine breaking down that I have the largest online audience, the largest podcast. I mean, nobody out there has got 600,000 people a day downloading it like we do. And it just goes on and on. So my issue is that I'm sick of this distortion. In fact, if you guys type in Talkers Magazine, Alex Jones, and just click images, you can see me on the cover of it a few years ago, and then people can go find that article. But my point is, if you go to Alexa ratings and type in Infowars.com versus RushLimbaugh.com, you know, we're thousands of places above him. And that's just one of our sites. Now, he's not mainly an internet guy. I'm not in competition with Rush Limbaugh. I had a caller call in and bash him, and I said, I don't really want to do that. It's a distraction. By the way, I'm not the one that wanted to be up against Rush Limbaugh. This was the job offer I was given, was in this time slot 15 years ago. And again, they'll probably take this out of context and say, I'm attacking Rush Limbaugh, because they want to get us fighting with each other. And I'm not going to be part of it. How they could take at Newsbusters me saying we spent a bunch of money as a statement to try to keep Rush Limbaugh on the air, because if they can take him down, they can take us all down, instead of all the other talk show hosts attacking him and joining in on it, hoping he got kicked off the air so they get his affiliates. That's not how I want to be number one. I want to be number one in the realm of ideas, which I've done up against him on stations and cities, and I gave examples. I did not say I was bigger than Rush Limbaugh on terrestrial radio, and I'm sick of people lying to their viewers about it. I mean, man, I'm sick of Media Matters in the White House. I'm sick of Rachel Maddow. I'm sick of you liars. And to see Newsbusters part of it makes me want to throw up. Excuse me. Man, this isn't a game, folks. I'm going to say it one more time for everybody. On record, all of you know there have been thousands of declassified programs. Most of you know about 10 or 15 of them off the top of your head, of giving people lethal agents to kill them and a lot of times watch them die slowly, including newborn babies, foster children, troops. Okay, you all know about that. You all know about them blowing up 200-plus chemical dumps and it raining down and telling the troops of the first Gulf War, don't wear your gear, so they can deny that they've blown up the chemical weapons. A death sentence for many of them, thousands. Now, you all know about that. It was in the New York Times again 2 weeks ago. Now, again, is the government the bad guy or the good guy? No one got in trouble for testing in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, right through now. Because it's sanctioned by the robber barons that run our country. No one gets in trouble, ladies and gentlemen, for microwaving foster children, or putting them in radiation chambers, or nerve gassing U.S. troops in Project Shad, or other programs like Porton Down in England. Nobody got in trouble for injecting black people for 40-something years with syphilis so they could spread it all over the United States and die slow, horrible deaths. Nobody got in trouble. How about some checkpoints to stop New World Order people? How about some investigations of what's in the vaccines? No, no, it's all, we're setting up the checkpoints for your safety with a bunch of holier-than-thou cops telling me I'm the terrorist, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. Nobody's safe under the New World Order. Nobody, if this thing comes in. You got that, all you idiots that think you're part of the system, part of the winning team? You're not. You better get it through your head right now. We better get serious and get focused, or it's over. Paul Watson, this is what happens when I take off 2 days. I've been actually rampaging around Austin. No, but I mean, it's all coming down. It's all on record that every appliance will be remote controlled and spy on you. First, they do a kickback, what's the term they use when you get an air conditioner that does this and you get a discount on it to get the one they want?
Rebate.
A rebate incentive. And then they admit, then it becomes mandatory, where you won't be able to buy an appliance that doesn't track everything you're doing. And the smart meter is an Imperial probe droid on the side of your house sitting there watching you. I'm sorry, I got Jakari Jackson in here watching comments on this. I didn't mean to get mad today.
Well, on the previous thing, Media Matters, which is a White House operation, routinely writes articles probably once every couple of months, bitching and moaning about how Drudge links to us, which, if you think about it, is really pathetic for them to devote an entire article bitching about how another news site behaves and what decisions it makes.
But that's ridiculous. What the liberal authoritarians do. It's always about how they sit up there and dictate how everything's supposed to run, and we're all supposed to just bow down and say, yeah, you're the boss, I'll do whatever you say.
They think that's going to frighten Drudge from linking to whoever the hell he wants. And, you know, 2 years later, he's still linking to us, being on there every day for a week. But, hey, but Randolph Lewis, the UT professor of American Studies, came out 3 months ago and said, Alex Jones is one of the most important political figures in America, put you on the same level as Rand Paul. So I guess that frightens them. That's why they have to denigrate us and dismiss us and sideline us as much as possible.
Oh, yeah, we have no listeners, according to Newsbusters. And again, I'm not mad because they did that. I'm sad for them. That is dishonorable. That is deceptive. That is wrong to take some edited thing and do that. I mean, that I'm sad for their humanity being lost because I want to defeat this thing. And I'm so sick of my fellow Americans acting like a bunch of scum, Paul.
I don't know why they're so afraid of us, Alex. I mean, Newsbusters, they're supposed to be a conservative libertarian news outlet. Why are they wasting their time attacking us? Unless it's just jealousy. It makes no sense.
But we link to them when they do good stories. And I just want people to be honorable. Ja'Kari Jackson, you got any comments on this? I don't even want to get into the gun stuff, but you're up here working on
that. No, that ties into what I saw yesterday. You know, I went out to the rallies yesterday at the Capitol building, and we had the Second Amendment and also the Fourth Amendment rallies out there. And it was just like you said, there's a lot of infighting. You know, I was talking to Rob Dew about that yesterday. You know, he said, how'd the rally go? And, you know, one guy would go up, and then the next guy would talk about that guy. The next guy would talk about that guy. And I'm like, oh, I thought we were bonded together under a common cause.
Yeah, after we defeat the New World Order and get the Bill of Rights back, then we can fight with each other.
Right.
I mean, just give me a break, man. It's simple military common sense that we've got to stop fighting with each other.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because the elites, they have their stuff together, at least, you know, to a point where they can be effective. But, you know, us, we just have to fight with this guy because we don't like his stage on this or that. And it's always something ongoing. It's always something new.
Unbelievable. I'm going to continue with Watson in the next hour, but Watson, I want to get your take in the next segment on these video clips. But right now, let's go to this first one. This is Adam Kokesh. Went down on Pennsylvania Avenue and loaded a 12-gauge shotgun, which, in his own words, was four felonies. He sent me a text of this yesterday morning, mm-hmm. right after he uploaded it, on July 4th. And we're going to play that video. And my whole issue is the Supreme Court overthrew the law banning that. So he's trying to create kind of a Rosa Parks type case out of this, obviously. Right. And the fact that this is such an incredible move of bravery in America to go and load a shotgun on Pennsylvania Avenue near the Emperor just shows how enslaved we've gotten when just 20 years ago, 30 years ago or so, people, you know, had guns everywhere openly in this country, including the District of Criminals. So we'll go to that clip and then go to your report from the Capitol. Here's Adam Kokesh.
We will not be silent. We will not obey. We will not allow our government to destroy our humanity. We are the final American Revolution. See you next Independence Day.
Well, you've got to hand it to him. They'll definitely come after him for that, Ja'Kari.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's I'm actually glad to see that video because when I went out to the rally yesterday, you know, there's a lot of confusion whether or not he was actually going to go through with that. You know, and even at the time I was out there, you know, people were confused and not sure if he was going to do it. And I had some people like, yeah, I'm not sure why Adam backed out of that. But, you know, to see that clip shows that he, if nothing else, he followed through.
Yeah, but the issue is, now tell us in this next clip exactly what went on, because it's not illegal to have loaded rifles walking down the street in Texas, but they arrest people everywhere for it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what happened with this armed march on the Texas Capitol.
Okay, so I got to the Texas Capitol yesterday, and I interviewed a few people before the march. I got there a little bit before it, and I encountered one guy, which you're going to see in the video coming up. I spun around because I was actually interviewing somebody else. I had to break off my interview to go look at this guy because the cops were around him. And I run up to the guy. I say, what were the cops talking to you about? They said, oh, they asked me to take the magazine out of my rifle. And I was like, well, was your rifle loaded? Did you have anything in the magazine? He said, no, I just had a unloaded magazine in my rifle, but nothing in the chamber.
Hey, guys, mute Watson. You can hear him typing in the background. It's kind of a cool noise. He hammers those keys, but we're going to go back to Watson after the break. You may have changed the outcome of that. You may have changed the outcome by going over there with your camera.
Yeah, and I turned around and talked to the cops, but they were gone. I didn't see those cops for the rest of the day.
You know, I've tried to be friendly with the state police down there in the past. They were very, very friendly. But whatever's going on down there now, they even try to tell our camera people they can't film sometimes when they're by themselves, intimidation-wise. And I just don't get, you like become a cop and go, let me see how I can intimidate people out of their rights.
Yeah, I think, the last time I was down there, we had a different rally, and I saw Mike Cargill down there. And I stood up on the bench to get a different camera and get a higher camera angle, and one of the cops comes on me like, you can't stand on the bench. You know, like in the United States.
Yeah, but with Aaron Dykes, he's just down there covering a press conference, and the cop comes over all mad and goes, give me your info, stop filming. And there's Aaron with a tripod and a camera and in a suit.
Yeah.
And Aaron's like, why are you bowing up to me? And it's like those Federal Reserve security guards 500 yards from their thing with their guns mm-hmm. saying, leave now.
Yeah.
I mean, it just comes down to, okay, Corral, I got a gun. I'm in charge.
Pretty much.
And that's what tyranny is. I got a gun. I'm taking over.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we saw. But, you know, to their credit, APD was pretty well-behaved out there yesterday. It was the brown shirts who were giving people problems.
Okay, so I got that wrong in the first hour because I was going from memory. Because I was watching that when I was half awake today. Just to be clear then, it was the APD didn't violate your constitutional rights. It was the state police.
Correct.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, we're going to skip this network break so we can play this clip here for everybody. And again, this is your before, during, and after coverage of the armed march on the Texas Capitol.
Right.
All right, here it is. Again, images of people marching. Jakari, how many would you say were there? It looks like a lot.
I'd say at least 500. And you'll see this is a time lapse. You'll see more people.
Matthew Bailey, Austin citizen, student at the University of Texas, U.S. Army veteran, recipient of a Bronze Star with the B device and the Combat Infantryman's Badge while in Iraq. I want to talk about what's going on in our country today. And one of the things that no one is even aware of, it seems to me, is the Farm Bill that's in the House of Representatives that's about to be passed. Okay, does anyone realize that we're about to sign up for nearly $1 trillion of expenditures over the next 10 years?
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And all this came out of Kokesh just having an idea.
Oh, yeah.
And see, that shows the power of the individual.
The freedom. It brings a bigger message. If we wear this mask, like, let's just say, like a million of us come wear this mask, it brings a bigger message.
This is the real American people right here.
Oh, yeah, you'll see some trendies here in a second.
Prior service army.
Nope. Trendies were there angry?
They were standing on the side of the street. You'll see them in just 1 second.
We're out here in Austin today. We're out here to protest the tyranny that the government's bringing down upon us. Every which way, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, all the way down to the Second Amendment.
What do they do?
I can question about the police.
He asked me to not have a magazine in my firearm in order to, you know, not cause any tension. I respected that.
What about him having bullets in his gun?
Yeah. But yeah, this guy's a veteran.
The state is more dangerous than bullets than us.
Firearm loaded?
Negative, sir. It was a loaded magazine, but there was no around in the chamber.
And you see the trendies on the sidelines.
They don't know what to do. They just want to take the vaccines and roll over and die.
I think we all believe that this 4th of July is not a time to celebrate American freedom, but to reestablish it.
Okay, here comes some more trendies. They just don't know what to do.
Seeing slaves with guns?
Yeah.
Because they see a cop with a gun, they feel good.
Yeah.
And they see a slave with a gun. Sure, it's only going to get worse. So I think we've got to take a stand now or something more drastic has to happen. I think this is a peaceful revolution today.
And, how old are you?
14.
14.
Yeah.
Okay, so what motivates you?
Now! What do we want? Fourth Amendment! What do we want? Now! What do we want? Fourth Amendment! When do we want it? Now!
Look at that InfoWars flag.
Yeah.
That's pretty sexy right there.
And I'll tell you, Alex, I know you're wondering, I have a release for that kid. I talked to his dad, and I got his dad on camera.
Oh, I know. See, I'm the editor and boss around here, so then the news guys are like, by the way, I got a release. That's great. I guess it was so loud with some of the audio. Let's just critique it now. Great. You know, you get an A-plus for effort, an A-plus for all the great work all by yourself, Jakari. So great job as a one-man team down there. But expanding on that, it sounds like with the mic, is the shotgun and the cordioid open?
We had a little audio difficulty. Like the first guy had real good audio doing the handheld mic. The other people had to pull him off the shotgun.
Doesn't matter. You did a great job.
Well, thank
that
you,
is
sir.
A great report. Jakari Jackson working on the 4th of July, which you should be doing. You know, I ended up running around just crazed downtown, waking people up against the New World Order yesterday.
I heard. couple of those videos. Something came over me yesterday. Okay, now, so you're on the bridge. And you're doing a report, and some lady's screaming at you to shut up.
But then later, I actually, in the first video on the bridge, you'll actually see her and her husband. When I say 30 feet, it's more like 50 feet. They're way down on this bench. I hadn't even been on that end yet.
Right.
I wasn't talking loud. I was like, and here we are at the bridge, blah, 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 and even a lower voice than I do on air. And I'm talking about how they're federalizing police all over the country and how this is just conditioning for incremental martial law. And on the video, Because then again, I quit shooting for radio listeners to describe it, and then started walking across the bridge to finish my jog, and that's when they said something to me. But upon reviewing it, there's no way she could even hear me.
Yeah.
So
did you saw you?
They were watching me. You could see them on the video watching me from the bench because they were turned facing the other way, but they turned around. So they're turned around looking over the back of the bench at me, and then I'm walking by him, and she goes, "You need to shut up, you're brainwashing." And I went, "Excuse me?" She goes, "You heard me. You're full of a bunch of brainwashing." You know, to paraphrase, I think that's almost exactly it. And then I went, "Excuse me, what am I brainwashing about?" And her husband goes, "Get out of here." So it's like they're going to talk to me, and then I'm not to respond. And I started assessing them. They were both government workers.
Yeah.
I mean, I could tell probably both former military, but like socialist type. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, "Why are you saying I'm brainwashing?" And I was thinking, I didn't film these people. I hadn't even gotten to these people yet. Why are they?
Right.
And they started laughing at me. And there was some other guy with him. He was laughing, and he was videotaping, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "I told you." He starts getting at me. He goes, "I told you, get out of here."
Oh, they were bowing up.
And I just went, "I'm not going anywhere, buddy. I got a First Amendment."
Mm-hmm.
So she started calling the cops on me, it looked like. So I started walking away after they started walking away. And then some park rangers came by who were listeners. And by then I was taping again in case they came and started something. Because they started walking away. And then it's all dog psychology. As soon as I turned, then they came back.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if a dog runs up on you and you yell at it and then turn to walk away, it comes again.
Right.
I'm telling you, people act like animals, man. I have never seen cops as well.
Yeah.
You stand your ground, they back off. As soon as you turn away, it's over.
Yeah.
Taser in the back. And I don't understand it. I mean, are we literally the equivalent of like pit bulls or something? I mean, is that how humans act?
I don't know. I mean, just when we were doing the march yesterday, and I couldn't believe how many people were just standing on the, you know, sidelines dumbfounded, like they're watching some type of live action documentary. Like, "Oh, there's people walking in the street." I'm like, "Yeah, you can come and join us," but they didn't want to put down their lattes and carrot sticks or whatever else they were eating on the 4th of July. It was good overall. But
well, I want to salute the man. That crowd looked like 800 people to me. I mean, you say over 500?
It is well over 500. I don't know the exact estimates. And actually, I had to do some creative editing. There was a topless girl in there I had to try to do my best to cut out. I don't think she made it. I'm pretty sure she's not enough.
No, I hear you. So you had to cut out a lot of the marches.
Yeah, because she was always in the shot, so I had to cut a lot of it out. But by and large, I think you got a good idea.
You know, I heard a conspiracy theory. I heard those used to feed babies.
Well,
now it's 75% corn syrup and the brains are tiny.
That's probably.
Can you believe there are conspiracy theorists say that there used to be a thing called families and dads and mothers, and they used to feed babies with us?
It always makes me laugh when a caller calls up and you're like, you weren't breastfed, were you? And they're like, "How'd you know?" I never even asked my mother if I was breastfed. It never.
Sorry, I think you were probably breastfed.
I probably was, but it just never occurred in my mind. You know?
You need to give her a call.
Yeah.
Hey, it's hard work for the women, but it's important. You know, it's designed for us because it actually comes from our mother with our genetics. It has all the vaccines of every woman before, all the way back to the mitochondrial DNA. Did you know that?
No.
That's why cutting breastfeeding off is never before happened until the last few hundred years. Every once in a while, a baby couldn't take their mother's milk because of whatever reason. You gave them a jackass's milk was the best.
Mm-hmm.
Reportedly, all the world donkeys have the best milk for babies. But there's all sorts of other stuff. But no, it is a crime against humanity. You know, it really hit me. All of this is a crime against humanity. The GMO with pesticides that grow in the corn,
right.
The wheat, all of it, the New World Order, all of this is a bunch of crazy people who get off on screwing everything up.
Exactly.
You're such an extremist.
I am pretty extreme. I like freedom on the 4th of July, and, you know, I don't want to be told I can't have my sparklers or whatever else I choose.
Because you might be a terrorist.
Yeah.
Everybody could be a terrorist but the government, and then lo and behold, you look at the government, they're the ones running the terrorists. What'd you think? Golly, Sergeant. We'll be right back with the third hour. Thanks, Jakari. That video's up on InfoWars.com, right?
Yes.
All right, it's up there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.